Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. Wherever you are, whenever you are listening, thank you so much for making us part of your day today. I almost
you know, it happens. You know, we're not professional podcasters.
We're not.
You know, we can have a little off moment. At least that's what I tell myself.
Oh no, As a reformed broadcaster, no. Ooh. you can never be off. You know, you have to be on your game.
Reformed broadcaster.
Well, you know, I mean, when you go to school for
recovering.
Yeah, that's better. That's probably a better word. A recovering broadcaster.
Reformed sounds like some kind of religious sect.
No. I'm not. No. I'm a recovering broadcaster. You know, because Keith Jackson used to say, "I'm not a journalist. I'm a broadcaster."
Yeah.
You know, so that was always my mantra in college. You know, mm-hmm. People would come up to me and, you know, "You got that package ready yet for the newscast?" I say, "I'm not a journalist. I'm a broadcaster." You know, and then I'd get on the
news.
Then
they would just be like, "Just do your job."
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And yeah,
didn't go very far.
Well, no, I mean, I was good at it, but mm-hmm. I didn't. I went another way with life.
Yeah,
went
another. Wasn't your life's ambition?
It was. I still watch the guys on SportsCenter, and I'm like, I could do that. Mm-hmm. I could do that mm-hmm. job. But I think climbing the ladder to get there is a lot more difficult than. Yeah. I mean,
now you're just stuck doing a podcast with me. It's a small consolation.
I mean, there's a lot worse things I could be doing.
I suppose.
Yeah. And there's probably worse things that you could be doing.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah. But we come together every week. Did you say mustard?
No, I said let me tell you.
I thought you were going to do the Kendrick mustard.
Okay. No.
Yeah, okay.
No. Dad. Yeah, I've gotten over the halftime show.
I have too. Yeah. I wasn't really. In fact, I was cleaning dishes. No offense to anyone. Mm-hmm. I wasn't watching.
Yeah, I was at someone's house and I couldn't quite tune into it, but I just wanted to catch the whole thing, so I watched it like the next morning on YouTube. I just don't know his discography.
Yeah,
and so I didn't know. I only knew the one song that's like on the radio now. But so yeah, when you don't know this stuff, it's harder to. Harder to get into.
I was a bigger fan of his like before, like in high school. When I was in high school, he was big, and I liked his stuff then. And then he kind of, I haven't really connected with the more recent stuff.
Gotcha.
So
yeah,
I was always a big fan of the
Drake. Like,
oh yeah, well yes, I do like Drake. Good question. You are so up on these things, man. It's you know, mm-hmm. you've got a lot going for. Yeah, I mean, that's wonderful.
It's my culture translator email I get every week.
Really.
That's great. Yeah.
Culture translator.
That's great. It's from a ministry called Axis. Yeah. Oh. So if you have if you are a parent of teenagers, look up Axis, AXIS. They have all sorts of great great resources for talking with your teens about a variety of things.
Lit.
So, yeah.
Totally. Fire.
Fire, yeah. Slave. Yeah.
Bussin'.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So you were saying... I don't even know if you know anymore. I successfully derailed you.
But no, that's okay.
Not intentionally.
No, I was talking. I'm still 3 minutes ago when I, you know, was swallowing and.
Oh.
You know.
See, that's just a distant memory for me. I just remember the good things.
Yeah, well, that's great, Father. You know, I should strive to be more like that, especially in Lent.
Yeah.
Just remember the good things.
That's right. Yeah. Not every foible.
Don't fixate on the...
That's right.
On
the hard swallows.
The hard swallows.
Mm-hmm. The hard swallows of life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just, you know, it makes us more humble.
I would agree. And I think, well, there's another Kendrick Lamar reference.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
A song called Humble.
Yes, that's true. I didn't think of that until you brought it up, but yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on a roll.
You're on a roll.
Yeah, is that a Kendrick Lamar song?
It might be.
Let's just say it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying not to kill your vibe.
Yeah, that's right. So, I'm vibing.
Yeah, vibing. Yeah. So, Father, anything new with you? I know we're in the midst of Lent here. We're in the midst of the spring. Spring solstice is coming soon, boy.
Yeah, I don't think a whole lot, which is fine.
That's good.
You know, I don't need a lot of excitement in my life. You know. So,
What a hard quote.
I know.
I don't need a lot of excitement
in my life.
I love it.
You know, it's just kind of stay the course. That's fine.
I feel it. I totally relate.
That's my vibe.
As an adult, I totally get that.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, yep, just as you know, put the trash can out every week, and if you can do that without having a problem, you know, that's always the measuring stick of you know.
Of course, for just me, like I had this big trash thing, I put it out like every 5 weeks.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It takes a long time to fill up.
I feel that. Yeah, my grandpa always used to say, you know, I used to put it out once a week, and then, you know, because the weeks go by so fast, it's like, I started putting it out every 3 days. Mm. And then every day, I just felt like I was putting it out.
Yeah, but if you had that old school, like, metal trash can, like the Oscar the Grouch lived in, like, that might be, like, a once a week kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of something I saw on TV the other day, which I'll share with you off mic.
Oh,
but,
boy.
But when you have those big trash hoppers, they just take a long time. When it's like one bag for every week and a half, 2 weeks.
That's true.
You know, yeah. Snake a while.
Do you get recycling dumped back there?
Uh-huh. So, right, that's the other part of it.
Oh.
You know, and
recycling.
Not glass, but other things.
Oh, gosh. But so you have to sort it out?
Yeah, I just try not to buy
glass,
anything? I guess. You know, and plastic, I'm not convinced anyone actually recycles. I focus on cardboard.
Yeah, cardboard's a good one.
That's recyclable. And so I'll even take like boxes from the parish here back home.
Yeah.
Throw it in my, I can't do all of them, but I'll do that, you know, once in a while. I'll take a box back home and throw it in my own thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, aluminum cans, pop, if you will, you can put in there.
Soda.
So, yeah, sweetie. So, yeah.
Are you into the prebiotic sodas at all?
No.
They're just going nuts.
Yeah.
You see, like, Olipop and Poppy? They're just going all over the place.
Yeah. I don't know if I've tried that.
I haven't.
I think because I've, like, not drunken pop in, like, so long that I just don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And a part of me just has, like, an automatic aversion to it.
Yeah. I just didn't know if that might be, like, something that you go, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Get you back in. Yeah. Into.
Maybe I can try it for Lent. So, but... It's I part of it. There's just a lot of sugar in that stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and other kind of bad stuff. High fructose corn syrup, which I try to avoid like the plague. Mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe I need to read the label and then
I don't know
if it's good enough. Maybe I'll
supposedly maybe it's I'll supposed to be some. Good for you.
Yeah, but you know, relative to what? You know,
water.
So yeah, know. Probably not to water, but
big,
to
big like
regular pop maybe.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Yeah.
So plus water is free.
Water is free, and it's a renewable resource.
Kind of, like, it's kind of free. So
it's free. You can get it anywhere, anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that's
it's a bit about
that's my big excitement is not drinking poppy.
Okay, that's fine. No poppy for you.
But I've not tried it, so maybe I need to. Part of the thing is it's like expensive then because it's all like,
oh yeah,
trendy.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
do they have Kirkland poppy?
No, but I had Kirkland beer.
Whoa. Oh, I've had that. Like the IPA?
No, it was a lager. It was a Kirkland lager.
Huh.
Yeah, I got it for the Super Bowl.
Nice.
It was great.
I tried the IPA, but I can't find it anymore. Like the Kirkland. It was really good. You know, and you get a whole thing for a lot of money. It was
the best thing
ever. And I bought like one case and then I've not been able to find it again.
I know. I was going to buy they had it just in 12s and I was going to buy 24.
Huh.
And Marissa was like, are you sure? You might not like it. That's and hilarious. I'm like, oh, I want to get the second one. But I put it back.
God bless
and
you.
I mean, the thing with Costco is that you go in there one day and then like 2 weeks later you go in and the whole store is different and you can't find the one thing that you were looking for.
Yeah. And I don't go in there hardly enough to know, like where stuff is at. And I'm even tempted to like just ask a random person, like, I'm sure you're here a lot more than I do. Like, where is this? Can you just help me out?
Yeah, right.
But I know I try to look for an employee if I need to help look for something. Out. Yeah. But, you know, if you go over to, like, have your tires rotated, like, they'll take, like, an hour, which I don't think is how long it takes.
I do my own tires.
Which now I know where to go. But, you know, I just think they want to keep you in the store.
Oh, yeah.
And so the one time I was there just, like, for a tire rotation, and I walked up and down every single aisle.
You know, because some good exercise. I'm sure you walked like 2 miles. Probably.
What else are you gonna do?
Yeah,
you know. So,
a little retail therapy. Why not?
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to check that out. So, yeah, but yeah, it's confusing. Even how they have some of the things like laid out. You know, it's just like really bizarre. Like what's next to what?
Yeah,
like, diapers are next to bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I guess that makes sense. But
I don't know that it. Well,
yeah,
perhaps it correlates.
Think about it for a second.
Yeah, it correlates a bit, but
yeah, so it's and they're not labeled. That's what really frustrates me.
Yeah, and
which shows you they want you to be confused.
Yeah,
so that you go up and down every aisle like I do.
Yeah,
so for one thing,
and you can't go into the app like Meijer or Kroger or literally any other place, Walmart even, and you can like order your list, like make a grocery list, and you go into the app and you order it so that when you're in the store, you don't have to spend all day looking for it. You know, but Costco, they don't do that. They just say, it's available at your warehouse. So yeah, it's like, well, where in my warehouse is it? You know, mm-hmm. I'd like to know where in the warehouse I can find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just like a game.
The struggle is real.
Yeah,
the struggle is
real. But then you spend, you know, $200 while you're, you know, walking.
Right, stuff.
Oh, wow!
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. That's their way. They got a hold on us.
I know. It's a method to the madness.
Yep. Hmm. That's why they can sell hot dogs for $2 and still get.
That's right, because they'll know you spent $800 on other stuff.
Right. Would you like a cookie with that? Would you like a mm-hmm. supersized chocolate? I haven't had the cookie yet. Mm. Probably won't.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So, just a couple reminders of things around the parish. So again, depending on when you're listening to this, on Friday the 14th, it's a day 14th. of bad luck. It's a day of very, well, I guess that'd be the 13th, but the way it came out sounded bad.
I was like, whoa, where are you going to correct
Friday that? The 14th. I'm like, oh, okay. Anyway. So day of grace and mercy, confessions on the hour, from the 9 o'clock hour through the 6 o'clock PM hour, in church. I'll be there for at least 15 minutes. No one's there. I'll come back at the next hour. At what point in Advent, there's 1 hour. It went all the way through the next hour. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, we'll have the soaking in your presence, soaking in his presence playing in church, you know, which is like one of my favorite, like,
playlist?
Christian lo-fi beats. So,
lo-fi?
Yeah. Okay. That's what it's called.
Yeah, kind I love like lo-fi.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, my favorite religious lo-fi beat is called Soaking in His Presence.
Big fan.
So yeah, it's great. But yeah, don't make it your ringtone, you'll never hear it. So
okay.
It's a little too mellow.
All right.
So
maybe my alarm clock though.
Oh yeah, maybe. You know, I wake up gently.
It's better than a
exactly.
Apple default, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something I saw, I think it was a Facebook reel or something there, like, here's how we woke up in the 90s. We didn't have like these little fancy things. You had the alarm clock that went, like, that's exactly it.
Do you that's use exactly your phone for alarm or no?
I use another device for my alarm.
Okay.
But not the alarm clock because I don't want to hear that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had enough of that in the 90s. So I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. It's like a little chime or something.
That's cool.
But it's just enough. I usually get up when I hear it. And so it's not like it has to be. At one time, experimented with like having different songs playing as like my wake up song.
Yeah,
but when it's only like 3 seconds, like what's it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know,
yeah.
If I turn it off right away, like what, you know, and then it's just gonna get in my head, and I already have enough songs in my head.
Yeah,
so.
I used to use my Alexa, which I'm spelling out so that I don't trigger anybody's if they're listening in their house.
That's hilarious.
But actually, one time I lost like power, and it was actually a Sunday, and I like. Luckily woke up sort of close to when I was supposed to get up, but like the power went out.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of switched to by default to my phone. And because
even if
it on, you know, the power's out, right. The battery should still hold totally. Until.
Yep.
So that's, yep. It was like no, the fail safe.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
But I was like, oh man, I can't have this again.
And it automatically like does stuff like time changes like last week and you have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. You can just.
Let it ride. I'll do it for you.
Let it ride. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's that on Friday, the 14th.
Bang, bang.
And then we'll talk about this next week. But again, on Friday, the 21st, there's another soup and bread at 6 with Stations of the Cross at 7.
Yes.
So yeah, it's great. There's a couple of little Lenten things coming up. But, well, we're now in the second Sunday of Lent. And so last week on the first Sunday, as we talked about, we always hear the passage, or a passage, because there's more than one, of the Jesus' temptation in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And the second Sunday of Lent, we always hear an account of the transfiguration.
Ooh.
Jesus, yeah. All right, so here we go. So this is Luke chapter 9, verse 28b to 36. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory. and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my chosen son, listen to him. After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. Boom.
I'd say.
Yeah. I think what I like, it sounds dumb to say what I like about the lectionary.
You can tell us what you like, Father. It's okay. So, this is your safe space.
That's right. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You can tell your friends out there in Cyberland. Right. What, yeah. You know.
Yeah, we didn't have those when I was in college. But this whole thing with Lent, you know, leading towards, you know, Easter, you know, celebrating the resurrection, which, you know, leads us to Pentecost, you know, and then, you know, on from there, that Jesus is like giving us a glimpse of not only who he is in his glory, so especially as they would see him, you know, crucified, you know, died, sure. You know, buried,
sure.
You know, a glimpse of who he really is, you know, in all of his, glory. But I think, it's also like we're made to share that glory. And so it's sort of a glimpse in some ways, I think, of our future as well.
Yes.
So even though like Lent can be hard and like we're in the desert and like we're doing all this, you know, kind of stuff that can be challenging, you know, to remember the glory, I think is like I think partly why they put this, you know, on this Sunday, which I think is really neat and sort of reminding us, especially when times are hard, you know, in our own life, like with Jesus, to say the least, to remember the glory that's hidden below. I think it's really awesome.
Yeah, I like that. Remember the glory. Mm-hmm. I guess for me too, it's sort of like, I mean, we're sort of in the middle of this, I don't know if you call it a race, but like Lent, like, and Jesus is the finish line. Mm-hmm. Like the kingdom is the finish line for all of us, no matter what. Like, yes, Lent will be over in 40 days, but we're here on earth until we get to the finish line.
Yeah.
Like that's just how it works. So I think, you know, it's sort of like you said, like we will be able to be with him more so in a different way than we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more fully, I would guess, in a little while. So I guess we should be continually trying to prepare ourselves for that. But, you know, like you said, take a glimpse of the glory. It's like, this is the greatest, you know, story ever written. And, yeah, you know, we've all been saved because of what he's done for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the glory that gives us all life.
And I like in Luke's accounting here, the transfiguration, I don't know if it's in the others. It says Moses and Elijah spoke of his exodus that, yeah, he was going to accomplish. So of course that exodus from slavery, you know, bringing up the chosen people from slavery in Egypt into the promised land, which we remember also in a particular way, you know, of course during Lent. And so his own, you know, with the Passover, so his own Passover from death into life, that gives us that freedom from slavery into the, like you said, the finish line, mm-hmm, the promised land. You know, and so that's our journey, right? Is our own sort of exodus, you know, from slavery into freedom, you know, and into the promised land. Lent's a particular time, especially for those who are going to receive, you know, sacraments in the church, especially those being baptized, to kind of ramp up their preparation for that. And so, you know, baptism is kind of that slavery from sin, you know, into the in the kingdom of God, our own little Passover from one to the other. Of course, and we who have already been baptized, you know, how do we enter back into that,
mm-hmm,
you know, and remember well, like you said, the journey, the finish line. Mm-hmm. And so some important reminders, you know, on our own Lenten journey here.
Yeah, and we kind of, again, we're however long we are into Lent now, 10 mm-hmm. days or so. I mean, by Sunday, right. it'll be 10 days or whatever. Like, you're a quarter, you could think like, oh, I'm a quarter of the way there, like mm-hmm. through Lent. And like, yes, technically we are. But like this is something that we shouldn't just stop at 40 days of doing. Like, you know, it's a good time for us to sit and remember and think about it, but it's not something that we necessarily have to stop doing. Or, you know, I mean, maybe giving up candy, like if you want to have a candy, like, you can do that, that's fine. But you know, more so like mentally and still preparing ourselves to continue the race and continue to go to the finish line, that never will stop for us. I mean,
and I've been a little more intentional this Lent, and I should have been more intentional about it like years ago. Like, I don't want to just, like, the things I'm doing during Lent, I don't want to just stop on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, even before Ash Wednesday, I was like, in my prayers, I'm like, and in my just thoughts, like,
yeah, you kind of like ramp it up a little bit.
Like, I like want the, like, like, keep this going after Easter.
Spring training,
you know,
it's right. Spring training.
Yeah. And so I want to keep it going. And so that's, you know, and not just do something that I'm going to like just go back to, you know, on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's the goal. And obviously we have goals and we don't reach them, which is why, you know, we have Lent every year, you know.
Better luck next year.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that's just part of the, as you mentioned last week, like almost the roller coaster, the ups and the downs, and mm-hmm. recognizing like, okay, we just got to circle back and keep on moving, you know, towards the goal.
Yeah. You don't know how many cracks at Lent you'll get. Mm-hmm. So you just got to make the most out of every one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, I mean,
I think ultimately God's like pleased with our efforts, you know, cause I mean, obviously he knows our weakness and that we're prone to, fail, I guess, you know, but that we're not like bound by that.
Yeah.
But, you know, sort of appreciates our efforts, and he can work with that.
Yeah, so. I think. Yeah, it's. I'm trying to find a good metaphor for it. It's like, you know, I remember when I was in high school, I was in the musicals, and I sucked at dancing. Mm-hmm. I was a pretty good singer, decent actor, could not dance to save my life. Still can't.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of like would have people literally dance around me sometimes.
Oh.
Or they would like, you know, really Burger King down my, you know, parts and stuff that I would dance. But I mean, they knew I was trying. Like, the one director was like, sure. You have one of the greatest motors we've ever seen. Like, you go hard. You just don't have the physical coordination to right. do it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, at least I'm giving it effort. Like, they saw what I was doing and they worked with what I had. And I think that's what right. God does with every single one of us.
Fill in the gaps.
Exactly.
That's what I pray to God all the time. Like, Lord, you got to fill in my gaps, man.
For sure.
There's plenty of them. What does it mean to Burger King something down? I've never heard that before.
I don't know. That's just, I use Burger King.
You literally just made that up.
As a swear word sometimes. You know, like oh, you know, like I, wow. like when something's cheap or something, I wow. say like, well, that's a very Burger King, you know.
That's hilarious. You know, I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, what's a good example of something, you know, like
Burger King?
Well, I mean, I have nothing against Burger King's food.
I don't
food.
Either.
I no. really enjoy Burger King, but right. for some reason, I just call it Burger King. Like,
wow.
you know, if somebody buys a piece of clothing that's not, you know, they wanted like name brand and they got like the off brand uh-huh. and it looks the logo, you uh-huh. can tell they're trying to be like uh-huh. something. And I'm just like, what is that Burger King yeah. shirt you're wearing? You right. know, I don't know.
So yeah, they're probably not going to sponsor the show.
That's okay.
That's right.
I love their chicken fries. That's fine.
Ooh.
Chicken fries.
Yeah. I've never had those.
Oh, they're oh, you got to try them.
Yeah.
You got to try them.
Hmm.
You got to try them. Let's pray, and then you got to try them.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, we praise you for your glory. Help us, especially in this season, to be mindful of that, but also to remember that we're made to share in that glory. And so many of the things that we're doing, especially for Lent, help us to go towards that glory so we can shine more brightly and that we can know the abundance of your presence even in the darker times. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit and through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you.
Thank you, Parker. Thanks, everybody. bless you, and we'll see you soon.